Hi, this is Simon Airheads. We are back at Chalky's place after a 2-minute walk from the station. It turned out to be about 52 miles in the freezing cold. So I ended up having to make a hat for myself out of my stolen ivy table. My borrowed ivy hat. All right, a hat I found on the way home.
Hat you've made for
that. Pete managed to lose his ticket at the station and his wallet. And his phone and his keys, which he eventually found somewhere on his body. And we've stopped off at his friendly off-licence on the way back. And picked up a few bits and pieces, a few provisions. And he's just checking his eBay account to see if his... What are you looking for?
Miss Banzai
reflective pink tops have come in.
Now you're looking through Dan Brown book at the moment.
Now he's looking through Dan Brown with his can of Stella.
Yeah.
And... Angels and Demons. Huh? And, we've had a blinding night out. We saw Lou home, saw her on a train, made sure she's back now and she's been picked up. So, all in all, it's been a fantastic night. And,
There was other things.
I missed what you, else? Millie.
I'm trying to think what happened. Oh, yeah, Millie, we really missed you.
We did.
We did miss you, mate.
You fucking liar.
All right, we're lying. We didn't actually miss you at all. Didn't think about you. In fact,
it was quite good that you weren't there.
It was, actually. It was so much better that you wasn't there, really. Wasn't it? You know, because... Anyway,
I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks, mate, you know?
We're not talking on the phone, we're booing.
Oh.
Did you not wonder why he didn't answer back? Hello, my lovely.
Hello.
Oh, well, Sally. Anyway, so that's it now.
Did nothing else happen?
What else happened?
Nothing else happened.
Yeah, we went in the comedy store, which wasn't very funny.
And we found Ronnie Corbett.
Yeah, we found a Ronnie Corbett's chair, which was quite entertaining. And what else happened? We met Lou. We met Lou, the photographer.
Oh, we did.
Pub.
Oh, my God.
We met a freak called Lou.
She was taking photographs of that blonde.
Taking pictures of a blonde girl who was a dancer in Hairspray. She was quite sweet, actually, wasn't she? Not being horrible, she was all right. And there was a little freak in there, freak dwarf, sex wolf, taking pictures of her and then showing her to people behind the bar, which was kind of scary.
Was she a dancer in Hairspray?
Yeah, she said she was one of the dancers in Hairspray.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Oh, what are you going to do? Go and ask him for an autograph or ask him to brush his fringe?
No, I would have taken a photograph. I'd have gone, who's
your phone's gone? You had to smash the front of your face in like that freak first.
Well, yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, anyway, and then we went to get the train and took some pictures. Pete tried to give me one on the escalator. So I was trying to think of on the way down.
The cuddle.
And that is it. And we just got the train back. Lisa read us the problem page of an old newspaper.
In Japanese.
It wasn't Japanese.
And then that's
about
it. Then we had the 2-minute walk home, which was quite a long 2 minutes.
Cold.
So I've been on a train. The good news was I've been on a train in 20 years. I went on a train, but I didn't know how to put my ticket in the machine, which is kind of embarrassing because everybody's looking at you like noob. Station boy noob, which was kind of cringeful.
So now we're
back at Pete's and we're going to finish our drink and... Pete just said, we'll have our drink and then go to bed. No, that's the worrying bit now.
That's why I don't want to go to bed.
No. I'm going to stay awake. I'm just going to go back to the off-licence and buy like 5,000 cans of Coronas. So,
Do you want my diazepam out of the bag?
No, I've got a big cork up in my room. So we're going to go to bed now. No, I'm really worried about the rest of the evening. By the way, as I said before, Pete hasn't got like a staircase. It's just like a ladder that goes into the loft. Right, I'm going to have to draw it, and it'll be like something that some medium's drawn, so I'll forget about it.
You won't even be able to run out of the bedroom, though.
No, you can't run. You can't scream. You can't run in the house.
No one will hear you fall.
After we go to bed, there's like a...
No one will hear you fall.
Yeah. I'm scared that I'll wake up, I'll go for the ladder and it's gone. There's just like a pit of vipers below. So it's like risk a painful death or Roger all night. So I'm really concerned. So if this is my last words, then... But I've got my ivy cloth to mop up the gaping wound. Yeah. Yeah, I love you all. You've been great. It's been a blast. And the money that's in the safe you can share.
What safe?
What's the code?
I'm not telling you the code.
Safe.
They know the code.
Do they know the code?
Of course they know the code.
Are you sure?
Sandra knows the code. Boys don't know.
Tell us the